It's week 12 of Hanging Out in Hebrews. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button right there and click the bell if you want notifications. And if you wouldn't mind, hit that like button for me. Let's get to reading. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. And through it, he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And I am super appreciative of you being here today. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's rained Maranatha. All week. Could you make it dry today? The sun finally shines. It's too hot, I say. Teach me to be still, but I don't wanna sit. Let me be a candle for you. Just leave the flame unlit. Pick me up. No, set me down. I'm ready for more. That's too much now. Help me out. I'll do it by myself. Give me your word, but I'll put it on the shelf. I need more time. Oh, look, a lazy day. Lord, forgive my ungrateful ways.